Good evening, everyone. This is Richard Goldstein from the Investors Herald. Tonight, I'm going to be sharing my overall outlook on the economy. Things to buy, things to stay away from. We clearly have a massive trade war on our hands, and we are in the midst of it right now. It's May 13th, 2019, and I'm really not confident on what's ahead or what's behind us. We're kind of in a real wishy-washy spot right now. So this trade war is really tough because some very good companies are getting negatively affected, which they should be, honestly. We have two superpower nations. You have the United States up against China, and we're kind of throwing jabs at each other, going back and forth to try to get to some resolution that makes sense for both of us and that we can capitalize and make things fair. That's really what trade and balancing exports and imports and creating a balance is all about. We can see things are starting to shift a little in the financial markets. Alternate investments are rising. I like to call alternate investments like cryptocurrencies. You have your Bitcoin, Ripple, Ethereum are all on the rise right now. Gold is on the rise right now. Artwork sales are on the rise right now. Municipal bonds are on the rise right now. So there are things on the rise, and they're not stocks. For good reason, stocks have a lot of risk, as a lot of these companies are global. And if China starts tariffing goods and all sorts of things, these companies lose their profits big time. So the rotation's begun, but there are some companies that have minimal China exposure, which I want to tell you right now. These are companies that do not operate in China at all. So this decline in the market is simply just a softening in the market, which creates a buying opportunity for them in the long run, if you believe in America. These companies include Netflix, does not operate in China. Amazon does not operate in China. Facebook does not operate in China. Google is not allowed to operate in China. Becton Dickinson is not allowed to operate in China. PVH is an American home builders. Then we have some cloud companies like your Salesforce, HubSpot, Adobe. American Tower is a REIT based in the United States, a very solid company. And you have Cintas, which makes employee uniforms based in the United States, clearly another non-threat to this whole trade war. The companies I recommend to hold if you own, but please do not buy more of them until this trade war is settled. We have companies like Apple, Wynn Resorts, Broadcom, NVIDIA, Corning, Skyworks Solutions. Skyworks Solutions has over 80% of its business in China. Stay away from that until a deal is reached. In the short run, these companies are really going to have a choice on what they want to do. When you think about a company like Apple, they can either slash their profits by the 25% tariff, if that gets passed on a company like that, or they're going to have to raise prices to offset that. So will they increase iPhone price by 20%, $1,000 to $1,200? How many less people are going to buy an iPhone? Would you switch to a Samsung or another smartphone for an extra $200? I'm not sure how that's going to play out, but that is a main fear, which is why the stock has been severely affected, down about 10% this month. Moving to another whole realm, ride-sharing stocks. Yeah, not a good start for them. So Lyft opened up not too long ago for $78 a share. I made a video the next day, Lyft to $50. Seemed pretty outlandish considering that was about a 40% decrease within the month, and that happened. Lyft currently trades for about $47 a share under the predicted price of $50 a share, which I was not expecting. It's getting hit with some serious waves, though. The first wave is the stock market as a whole right now. It's not doing too well. Second wave is the outrageous valuation that occurred on the time of the IPO. And the third wave is Uber IPOing as well. And Uber had a soft IPO as well. Opened for about 44, went down to 41, back up to 44. Now it's right down to about 37. It's not good for these companies. The CEO of Uber literally sent an employee memo the other day saying how this company or their IPO resembles an Amazon or a Twitter. Both companies' stock price fell significantly. And in the long term, though, they grew tremendously. And Uber is really trying to maintain a long-term vision. But this long-term is 6 to 8 years before they make profit, and we still have to question their path to profitability if they can even do that. So right now, if you buy Uber, you're investing in 6 to 8 years, they'll start making money. Their path to profitability will be golden. That's a really tough phrase to say. Just try it. You'll probably mess up too. And I just don't know about these. Unless they get dirt cheap. Like I'm talking like Uber for $12. Like buy 1,000 shares of Uber for $12,000 and just hold that thing forever. Like chances are you'll be set when you're 50. But honestly, with a market like this, it's really tough for everyone right now. There's not many steals or not many people making money right now. So don't think you're the only one losing. A Trump tweet can send the Dow Jones one way or the other 500 points within an hour. The moral of the story, though, is just to remain cautious. You know, the risk has risen a little bit. I'm not saying a recession's on the horizon or anything like that. I think we're going to get a deal. I'm confident with both parties, political parties, and I really think a deal will get established because it would be way too detrimental if we can go 6 months to a year with no trade deal. So let's remain optimistic in the short term and hope something shakes out. But remember, we have to stay cautious. Thank you for watching this episode of the Investors Herald. Stay tuned for more to come.